can break the cycle. We can break the chain. We can start all over. In the new beginning, we can learn, we can teach, we can share the myths, the dreams, the prayers, the notion we can do better. Change our lives and paths, create a new world. Start all over.
Welcome back to Radio or Not. It's Nicole Sandler here. It's the morning after the final day of the Democratic Convention for 2008, and Barack Obama is the nominee. I don't know about you, and we'll get into your thoughts, I hope. But I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And I've got a newfound confidence today because we do need a change. Yeah, Sheryl Crow got up there and played last night. No Bruce, but we did have Sheryl Crow.
And great humility, I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States.
We can tell Republicans and independents, as well as Democrats, exactly why our nation so badly needs a change from the approach of Bush, Cheney, and McCain. After they wrecked our economy, it's time for a change. After they abandoned the search for the terrorists who attacked us and redeployed the troops to invade a nation that did not attack us, it's time for a change.
For a third. And we are here because we love this country too much to let the next 4 years look just like the last 8. Tonight, more Americans are out of work, and more are working harder for less. More of you have lost your homes, and even more are watching your home values plummet. More of you have cars you can't afford to drive, credit cards, bills you can't afford to pay, and tuition that's beyond your reach. These challenges are not all of government's making, but the failure to respond is a direct result of a broken politics in Washington and the failed policies of George W. Bush.
One day our generation is gonna rule the population.
John McCain has voted with George Bush 90% of the time. Senator McCain likes to talk about judgment, but really, what does it say about your judgment when you think George Bush has been right more than 90% of the time? I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to take a 10% chance on change.
No, me either. You know, come on, that was a wonderful, wonderful speech that went for the hope and the feeling of, you know, grasping the future and turning it around with some flowery speech and also some specifics. Now, I got home last night to an email from Peter in Fort Lauderdale who writes, "Nicole, I literally just watched his speech on C-SPAN with no commentary. I have to tell you, I'm disappointed and scared." And then he says, if you want to listen to someone who could probably express it better than me, it's Lionel on Air America. He wants Obama to win. Maybe Hillary and Bill were a tough act to follow, but I was expecting more. I didn't feel like he won the nomination and take it to the next level. He needs to start talking policy, not promises, and stop sounding like he's at a primary pep rally. I'm sorry, but it came across as a primary speech and not what I was expecting. Okay, that's enough for now. I'm scared he can't get past the speeches and just start talking. Peter in Fort Lauderdale. Well, Peter, here's the thing you got to realize. That nomination speech was the first time the majority of America heard him speak. Because most people are not like us. You know, we've been paying attention for 18 months now. Most people don't start paying attention until the conventions. So that was the first time they actually saw Obama speak and heard him. So he needed to straddle both worlds. But boy, I thought he did get down to specifics. And like Charles in Hollywood wrote, and see, my thoughts are more along these lines. I'm sorry, Charles. I don't know where Charles is. Maybe in Hollywood. He writes, wow, this speech was nothing short of magnificent. My goosebumps are just now going down. I look forward to having a president I can once again look up to. And he goes on and on about, I sat there glued to my television waiting to hear Barack's every word. And that's where I was. And, you know, he gave us just, I thought, the right mix of red meat and hope for the future. And, you know, I was waiting the day before for O'Biden to be more of an attack dog for, well, Kerry did it. Yeah, I thought Kerry was the attack dog of this convention. But Obama was pretty tough. Now, you heard the in the last clip during that little changing the world mix, he talked about McCain's temperament and judgment. And, well, here's another line along on that topic.
Individual responsibility and mutual responsibility. That's the essence of America's promise. And just as we keep our promise to the next generation here at home, so must we keep America's promise abroad. If John McCain wants to have a debate about who has the temperament and judgment to serve as the next commander-in-chief, that's a debate I'm ready to have.
That's what we needed to hear. That was just the beginning, too, because Obama delivered the punches 1, 2, 3, 4, because then he went on and said this.
John McCain likes to say that he'll follow bin Laden to the gates of hell, but he won't even follow him to the cave where he lives.
Okay. Now, that was a great line. But see, Obama is still holding true to his core values, and he's not going to be dragged down and get into the muck with John McCain. You know what? I think he's more respectable. I don't know. I think he's just got greater values.
And in the weeks ahead, I look forward to debating them with John McCain. But what I will not do is suggest that the senator takes his positions for political purposes. Because one of the things that we have to change in our politics is the idea that people cannot disagree without challenging each other's character and each other's patriotism.
John McCain's got to learn that.
The times are too serious. The stakes are too high for this same partisan playbook. So let us agree that patriotism has no party. I love this country, and so do you, and so does John McCain. The men and women who serve in our battlefields may be Democrats and Republicans and Independents, but they have fought together and bled together, and some died together under the same proud flag. They have not served a red America or a blue America. They have served the United States of America.
Pretty powerful stuff. It really, really was. I think people are chanting USA, USA.
For you, John McCain. We all put our country first.
You see, he said everything. He said what he needed to say. We all put our country first. And don't come at me and say I'm not patriotic. I think Barack Obama showed that he is tough enough, that he can stand up and fight back, and was almost taunting him and saying, McCain, bring it on. You want to fight with me on that level? You want to go down there? I got you. I got you. Because while he will not attack his character, and he actually praised him for his military service, he's not afraid, he showed us last night, to really call McCain out on just what he gets and, more importantly, what he doesn't get.
I don't believe that Senator McCain doesn't care what's going on in the lives of Americans. I just think he doesn't know. Why else would he define middle class as someone making under $5 million a year? How else could he propose hundreds of billions in tax breaks for big corporations and oil companies, but not one penny of tax relief to more than 100 million Americans? How else could he offer a health care plan that would actually tax people's benefits? Or an education plan that would do nothing to help families pay for college? Or a plan that would privatize Social Security and gamble your retirement? It's not because John McCain doesn't care. It's because John McCain doesn't get it. For over two decades, he subscribed to that old discredited Republican philosophy. Give more and more to those with the most and hope that prosperity trickles down to everyone else.
Yeah, but we know what that does. We know what that's about. We know that that doesn't work. And you know what? Barack Obama last night was not afraid to say where 8 years of this Bush administration has left us.
In Washington, they call this the ownership society. But what it really means is that you're on your own. Out of work? Tough luck. You're on your own. No health care? The market will fix it. You're on your own. Born into poverty? Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Even if you don't have boots, you are on your own. Well, it's time for them to own their failure. It's time for us to change America. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States.
And that's why I'm voting for him for president of the United States. I mean, I think it's our last best chance. I think he will do what he says. I think Barack Obama is smart enough to actually do the right thing. He also, I don't know if he knew the reference he was making last night with this one.
Tonight I say to the people of America, to Democrats and Republicans and independents across this great land, enough. This moment.
That he knew. Enough. In no uncertain terms.
This moment. This election is our chance to keep, in the 21st century, the American promise alive. Because next week in Minnesota, the same party that brought you 2 terms of George Bush and Dick Cheney will ask this country for a third. And we are here. We are here because we love this country too much to let the next 4 years look just like the last 8. On November 4th, we must stand up and say, 8 is enough.
Do you think he watched that TV show? Come on. Because we all started laughing. 8 is enough. 8 is enough. What a great line. 8 is enough. That was, I get the point. Maybe that pop reference needed. But he talked about the American promise, didn't he? What is that American promise, huh?
Ours is a promise that says government cannot solve all our problems. But what it should do is that which we cannot do for ourselves. Protect us from harm and provide every child a decent education. Keep our water clean and our toys safe. invest in new schools and new roads and science and technology. Our government should work for us, not against us. It should help us, not hurt us. It should ensure opportunity, not just for those with the most money and influence, but for every American who's willing to work. That's the promise of America. The idea that we are responsible for ourselves, but that we also rise or fall as one nation. The fundamental belief that I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. That's the promise we need to keep. That's the change we need right now.
You can say that again. Yeah, so vote for Barack Obama for president. Let's get this over with already. We have about 8 more weeks. That's it. November 4th is just 2 months away. And the Republican convention begins Monday in Minneapolis. Now, in St. Paul, actually. Or not. You know, it was James Dobson who was praying for rain at Invesco Field last night. And, well, you know what? That's what you get for praying for bad to befall other people. Because you know what's happening now? Gustav. Hurricane Gustav is barreling across Cuba. And it's going to head up the coast. And it's taken aim right on the Gulf, right on the coast of Louisiana. Today is the third anniversary of Katrina. And that is going to cast a pall over this Republican convention. There's some talk they may have to cancel it or take it down a few notches or postpone it. You know what? It would serve them right. Because Katrina was one of the biggest failures of this Bush administration, of this Republican administration. And just as I was getting ready to get started recording this episode of Radio or Not today, John McCain announced his vice presidential choice. The governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, young woman with very little experience. I know they're going to try to say, well, she doesn't have any less experience than Barack Obama does. I beg to differ. And we'll examine Sarah Palin maybe on Monday. But I will do some homework. I will post some links at radioornot.com to what I find out about her. I know she's 44 years old. I think she's served 2 years as governor of Alaska. No national experience, no foreign policy experience. John McCain is 72 years old today. It's his birthday. Chances are, looking at the odds, he may not last a term. Is this the woman you think is qualified to step in and take over as commander in chief? I have great concerns there. But again, we will, I'll get you, some research, some homework. I'll put it on the blog at radioornot.com. Now, a new development in the podcast. I promise you we'll move along quickly as I can. And I've got a phone number now that you can call into. It is 954-889-6410. All right. 954-889-6410. If I'm here in the studio, I will pick it up, record our call, and use it on a future episode, perhaps, of Radio or Not. If I'm not here, you'll get voicemail. Just know you're being recorded, and I just might use your message as well. Because this is okay for a quick monologue, but as you know, my program on the air dealt so much with you. It's a give and take. It's an interactive experience. So this is not going to be one-sided by any means. I will have interviews, all right? So hopefully starting as soon as next week with the people who've returned from Denver, all right? And you've got to play a role in it. You can leave comments on the blog at radioornot.com. You can call in, again, 954-889-6410, or email me, radioornot, all one word, @gmail.com. All right. And I will share your emails. I will play back your calls. I will take them and record them. If I'm in the studio when you do call, if not, I'll take your messages that you leave on the voicemail and use them on the program. And we'll take it from there. A couple of things I want to know from you. If I can set up a time to take calls live, and if we can get this streaming at a live time, When is the best time for you? Knowing that, you know, drive time is probably not ideal when you're in your car. You can't listen unless you have an iPhone. We'll get there. But for now, if I could do it at the lunch hour, if I could do it from 5 to 7 p.m., if we could do a live program streaming on the internet, when can you listen? When would you like to do it? Because this is going to be a democratic process here, all right? So let me know. Again, 954-889-6410 is the number for Radio or Not. Email me at radioornot@gmail.com. And don't forget to invite your friends and other former listeners to the blog at radioornot.com. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thank you for being with me on these early days as we, I don't know, move on into the future, right? In so many different ways. I'm going to leave you with a performance from last night. It was Will.i.am and John Legend. Yes, we can. Radio or not.
What's up, America?
Was a creed written into the founding documents
that declared the destiny of a nation.
Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists
as they blazed the trail towards freedom.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It was sung by immigrants
as they struck out
as the distant shore pioneers pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness.
Oh,
yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It was a call of workers organized,
women who reached for the ballots,
and the president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop
and pointed the way to the promised land. Yes, we
yes,
can.
We can.
To justice
yes,
and equality.
And prosperity.
Yes, we can. To opportunity
and prosperity.
Yes, we can heal this nation.
America.
Yes, we can repair this world.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Put your hands up if you think we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
If you believe we can, put your hands up.
Yes, we can. Always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way,
nothing can stand in the way
of the power of millions of voices calling for change.
Come on, because we want change.
We want change.
Come on.
We want change.
Yes.
We want change.
See y'all.
We have been told we cannot do this. By force of sense, it will only grow louder,
more
dissonant. We've been asked to pause for reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in
the unlikely story that is
America,
there has never been anything false about hope.
I won't change. It's all gonna change.
Yeah.
I won't change.
Cause the hopes
of the little girl who goes to public school in Dillon are the same as the dreams the boy learned on the streets of L.A.
We will remember that there was something happening right here in America.
And we were not divided
as our politics suggests.
That we are one people. We are one nation. And together we will begin the next chapter in the American story. With three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to sky.